Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Helping us out for making this coverage possible, Amico Sphinx Classic Advanced Medical Imaging, Ben Bleicher, the team at PRG, Berkshire Hathaway, Ambassador Real Estate, and MWR Building and Fence for allowing us to cover this bowl game from Las Vegas. Nick Stainer and myself carry you through early break. DP also is in Vegas. You'll see him for a pregame show from Las Vegas, also for one-on-one as well. So certainly a lot of going on here in Vegas, and we're happy to be here, and thanks for the support making it happen. But Nick, last night we were tracking most of it, Nebraska basketball playing New Hampshire, which of course Nebraska was, I believe, 30.5-point favorites. Is that right? And us being in Vegas, that means a lot of people looking at those numbers. And at halftime, 3-point lead, people were concerned, saying, all right, number one, will they win? Number two, if they do win, will they cover? Which doesn't matter as much as just winning the game. They did. They went going away. Nebraska wins last night. It was 41-38 at halftime. Final score last night for Nebraska in their win over New Hampshire. A 31-point win, Nick. Getting it right now. Final score was 86-55. Huskers 13-0 for the first time since 1928.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's better than what we could have imagined at the beginning of the year, obviously, for Nebraska going into the bulk of conference play. Obviously they've played a couple of conference games and been able to pass those two tests in Wisconsin and Illinois, but now it's the gauntlet. Like now it's the next step. And if Nebraska truly wants to be considered as a top 25 team in basketball, which is even still bizarre for us to say that, if they want to be considered that, then they're going to have to show out here in the next couple of weeks. And it starts Friday. I mean, I think that this on Friday. Yes, it is right up there with No Sit Sunday. I put it even more important than No Sit Sunday. And people are going to disagree with that.
I will.
Yeah, because the NCAA tournament berth was on the line. But Jake, this is a game on Friday that if Nebraska wins it, there's a I don't want to put just a crazy number on it, a 90% chance that Nebraska is a top 10 team in the country next Monday when the AP poll comes out. I don't even know if Husker basketball fans' brains can fathom the idea of Fred Hoiberg's squad being a top 10 team in the country.
I like the sell you're trying to get me on. That was the first time Nebraska made the dance in 16 years, but I get where you're going for it. In terms of
– it's right up there.
I mean, we said on the show before, me and Sip and Bill, is that, like, can we ever exist in this idea that Nebraska basketball, if they make the dance, was not by sneaking in or a bubble team? Can they just be, a firmly in team by middle of March saying, okay, it's not if they're in, it's where are they at, who are they playing, or how high is their seed? That has never been a conversation in the history of Nebraska basketball. Now, again, they did have some years in the 90s. They were a 3 seed. They were a 6 seed. Yeah, they had a couple years. But in terms of historically and ongoing and just more often than not, it's either they're not in the dance, not even close to the dance, or if they are close, they're on the outside looking in or barely in. And that's just not a way for a program to live. Nebraska fans, they care. They're passionate. They show up. They've been, since PBA existed, a top 10 in attendance almost every single year for a team that has not really, deserved that, frankly, for how they've played. Yeah. So this year, so far, I mean, 13-0, the team's been exciting. They've seen, depth in the bench is good with Frager off the bench. And last night we saw Oogie for the first time play, 7 points for him. And they made a 3-pointer, Nick, late night game. So optimism's high, and you're right. I mean, I get what you're saying in terms of how big the Michigan State game is. It is not bigger to me than No Sit Sunday, but it is something that could elevate you to, yes, hey, how good could this team be? Unfortunately, it is January 2nd on Friday, not March 15th, though.
Yeah. The term. Yeah, you're right about that. Here's the deal, Jake. I mean, how about this? We're going to learn a lot about Nebraska right off the bat here. In the first three games of January, three of your first four are quad one opportunities. Four of your first five in January are quad one opportunities. Those ones are Michigan State, at Ohio State, at Indiana. The quad three matchup is at home against Oregon right now, and then it's on the road at Northwestern on January 17th. By January 17th, let's just throw that date out there. We're going to know a lot more about this team and what the true ceiling is, right? I think there's some of us that, and we've been asked the question of like, okay, is this team...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hitting its peak at the wrong time. Is it hitting its peak too early? How can they elevate even more than this? Well, we're about to find out in the next 3 weeks of time, because this is going to be kind of their toughest stretch that they go on. They're going to go on back-to-back road games against Ohio State and Indiana. Here's the thing, Jake. I don't want to sit here and say that this season has a completely different feel around it. If Nebraska's 13-3 after that game against Indiana to start Big Ten play here, but if they come back home against Oregon and they're 13-3, it's going to have a completely different vibe than if they were even 15-1. I don't think anybody is sitting here saying that Nebraska needs to go 16 or 17-0 over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it's just look like a top 15 team that you're ranked to be.
Well, the good thing is that you have not played all non-con games. You are 2-0 in conference play. You played in early December. You obviously beat Illinois, the great game on the road, the buzzer beater win by Jamarcus Lawrence, and of course you beat Wisconsin by 30. So you already 2-0 in conference play. Michigan State to be that 3-0 would be incredible, like you mentioned, and at Ohio State. You know, Indiana in that conversation for Nebraska. Like these are not easy. There's no easy wins in the conference. It's been that way for a long time. It's a good conference for basketball, but you're starting to maybe have a target on your back versus just being, hey, a team that you circle as a win for these programs, which is a great spot to be. Last night, and also, I want to address this for the fans who were freaking out. Again, you have every right to freak out. You're a fan. That's what you are. You're a fanatic. But I have friends text me, oh, Nebraska's going to get blasted by Michigan State because they had a bad first half against North Dakota and a bad first half against New Hampshire. I don't care how packed that arena was last night or against North Dakota. And I don't care, you know, how the first half went. Like, it for the team, they don't get jacked up to play New Hampshire and North Dakota. Michigan State, they will be prepared. They'll be jacked up. And the fans, like you and I will be in attendance on Friday, that place will be electric. And, yeah, you could say, well, it's full crowd. No, it's not the same thing. You're not jacked up to go to watch Nebraska, New Hampshire. You are jacked up to see Tom Izzo in a top 10 team come to town. Yeah. So I have zero concerns about these slow starts affecting them against Michigan State.
Yeah, plus to this point, like we have to give credit where credit's due. And to this point, Nebraska this season hasn't come out and not eventually taken care of business. Have there been sluggish starts? Have there been maybe some more porous spells than maybe you'd want? Sure, right? But I think every team's going to have that no matter what the outlook of your season is going to be like. But then on top of that is I just don't concern myself right now with Fred Hoiberg and like his ability or inability to fire up the guys. I think that when he wants to inject life, he has certain ways to do it, and he'll be just fine.
Should point out before we get to break that the last two games, Nebraska has not shot well from three-point land. 5 of 23 last night. Sanford made 3 of 8 for Nebraska. Otherwise, it was not pretty for the team. But if you can survive these games, which they call again, these are the scary games where you know bad teams sometimes beat the good teams in these late December games, and you're shooting that badly, I feel pretty good that you know, this team has proven they are a good shooting team, that will turn for the Michigan State game and going forward. But yeah, some stats. Sanford last night, 19 points for the Huskers. Rick Mass, 10 points, 7 rebounds. Sam Hoiberg led the team in rebounds last night. Nick, 10 rebounds and 8 points for Sam Hoiberg. Berkey Buechtenjoe, another good game, 14 points, 4 boards for him, and off the bench, Braden Frager, 15 points. As well, I mentioned Oogie had 7. So, and don't forget, Oogie is going to be a big part of this equation. You're getting him back at the right time to work him in the rotation. He made a nice 3, so he's going to certainly be a value to help spell Rink Mass and maybe play with Rink Mass once in a while also. But excited to see how he looks in conference play going forward.
Yeah, Oogie, I think we have to remember that this might be a guy that takes away some minutes from Berke, from also minutes away from maybe a guy like Jared Garcia, who's played some valuable roles down the last couple of weeks, maybe even the month of the season. Jared Garcia has shown up when very few other people maybe had. And there were some times where Jared Garcia by himself pulled Nebraska out of slumps.
How about the Illinois game?
Basketball.
Illinois.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And so I felt, you know, it's going to be interesting to see kind of how the minutes and the rotation are adjusted as Oogie is fully healthy here.
Huskers win an 86-55, 13-0 record. They will put that on the line against Michigan State on Friday, 8 p.m. Tip-off should be electric at PBA. We will both be there. Can't wait to see the build-up in the Haymarket, the rail yard for that. It's going to be a fun day. But 13-0 is the record. Very fun times for Nebraska basketball, and it's just been a great, great year so far. When we come back, though, Nick, it's time for Song of the Day and our final mailbag of 2025. Email us at earlybreak937@gmail.com or text 464-5685. That's all next on Early Break and the Ticket live from Vegas.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.